Josh, we've talked about it for a few years now. You're a man that one day, given the opportunity, will completely and totally shut yourself off from society. You have food delivered. Your current social status we just discussed is you trying to become the Lord of Birds. Okay. The emperor of the emu.
That's right.
The crown prince of parakeets. And you have your groceries delivered.
Yes.
Is it? It's like that Peapod service?
It's not that one specifically, but it's...
akin to
it's,
that?
It's akin.
Akin. Your next of kin brings you your food. And we would like to take you... I'd like to take you grocery shopping.
Okay.
At some point, just to sort of see how you would do pushing a cart around and taking stuff off the shelves. When's the last time you actually went with a cart down the aisle and put stuff in?
When is the last time you're in the supermarket? I could say mine. I'll tell you right now. Yesterday evening.
Oh, very good.
Probably 3 or 4 months ago.
Wow.
I hate going to the supermarket.
Yeah, but during the day when you get off, isn't it? It can almost be pleasant, I would say.
During the day when I get off.
If you don't go down the wrong aisle, where an old lady needs you to reach up and get something.
Is there any chance you can reach up and grab that jar of olives for me? My arms fell off years ago. Ignore the Beatles.
Is that also a fear of yours, is being recognized, maybe? Having people that follow you from aisle to aisle, tracking you down and wandering back to your cards to write down your license plate number and track you?
No, that's, okay. It's not a fear until just now.
Sorry about that. Or that they'll maybe judge your purchases?
No, I don't think anybody's examining
my purchases. Do you need that many Hungry Man meals? One pound of food?
Do you ever do that when you're in line? Like, just stare back at the person behind you and see what they got? It always fascinates me.
Oh, do you really need those tampons?
You should ask Joe Robinson about that sometime soon. Joe Robinson had a moment like that because that old brain-to-mouth filter of his is sometimes porous, and he saw a rather large family in front of him in line, and he said something. I'll let him tell the tale, but it went south on him real quick, and they're like, "Leave me alone. I'm just shopping." Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've noticed like people that I know are single buying like a Swanson 6-pack Salisbury steak meal.
Right.
Like I know you're not with anyone, and that's entirely for you.
Or just like the brand choices they go with that you never like think of. I don't know.
You're gonna go with the generic when the name brand is only a dime more. Looks like someone's struggling.
So where are we going with this, Mike? Because I remember we.
I want to take him shopping.
Well, that was the idea, right? So are we going? Remember we did with the Home Depot a while back? We sent him with a list to go to Home Depot. He couldn't ask anybody anything.
Yeah.
He had to just buy what was on the list. This time I think we just go and he maybe even uses his own money because he's just going grocery shopping. But we we observe him grocery shopping.
Yeah, we're like the cast of Star Trek. We don't involve ourselves. We just let the civilization unfold in front of us. We don't give him suggestions. We just document. And
see
then
what
we
he
report,
buys.
We report back.
Yeah, his demeanor.
Yeah,
his...
because like, when is the last time you went not only into the grocery store to get something, but you just kind of relaxed in there and just wandered around and just let things come to you? You know, when you kind of just go down the aisle like, oh, you know what?
Loaf of bread flies into your hands.
I didn't plan on buying beef jerky, but that looks really good, so I'm going to get it.
It's like, been years. Been years.
You never go to a grocery store hungry, by the way. Or you're going to buy an excessive amount of S that you don't need, which is why we send him in hungry.
In fact, for some reason, I was just kind of spacing out a couple months ago, and I went online and I did one of those Google Street searches of a previous city that I lived in.
Just to see the condition of the building that you used to maybe habitat?
And no, I wanted to see the grocery store where I frequented all the time. So I looked for it and I found it and... That's what I did.
Yeah, I want to document it. And by the way, if we do this, you don't get to go to one of Mike's fancy pants grocery stores where Moneybags over here likes to shop for his, quinoa infused sun dried tomato Wegmans facial rose water scrub.
It's only a myth. They're very reasonable.
You're coming to a regular grocery store like that, the salt of the earth shop at.
Yeah, that's fine.
The good hardworking men and women in this city. We're gonna go to a mainstay. We're gonna go to a Giant. All right, we're going to go to Giant. We'll go to like a Marge or something. Who's a sponsor? We'll go to Giant.
Giant.
Giant is the go-to. That's my grocery store of choice. The official official grocery store of the 98 Rock Morning Show. Yes, we'd love you to come with us.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Nope. We're going to pick a day next week, and we'll do it then.
Why? What's wrong with tomorrow?
Tomorrow I might be might be getting a procedure done. So,
what kind of procedure?
Having a fatty lymph node removed from the side of my testicles.
Nuh-uh.
That's not true. I'm going to the dentist.